What's the one thing you did this offseason that was different than in years past?
I went in an audience with the Dalai Lama. That was definitely different than years past. A lot of fun.
Can you tell us a little bit about that experience?
Yeah, I went with a great group called Starkey. Unfortunately based in the Minneapolis area, but they do a lot of great work around the world. They're in 60 countries helping people regain their hearing. And they set up great outreach in Zambia. And we got to meet the Dalai Lama as well in India.
Aaron, this is the third straight year you've had to adjust to a new tight end. Is there anything you learned from the past 2 years? Is there anything unique about finding a rhythm with that position group specifically as a quarterback?
Well, it's reps, it's learning body movements. That guy's pretty damn talented, though. He's got some different elements we haven't had around here in a while with his ability to read coverages very quickly. He catches everything with his hands. So we're pretty excited about him.
Aaron, speaking of talented guys, there's a receiver on the market, Dez Bryant, right now, that's awfully talented. And there's been talk connecting you guys with him. Would you like to throw the ball to him? Would you like to see him here?
Well, again, Rob, I'm paid to play quarterback, so I don't make those decisions.
I wasn't trying to put you in that spot, but how do you think you guys are at receiver, and what could another guy, if you brought somebody in like that, what kind of dynamic would that be?
Well, we like young receivers, so I'm assuming that's the way they're going to keep going. I don't know why you'd cut Jordy and bring in Dez, but he's a talented player. He's going to end up somewhere. If he ends up here, we'll obviously welcome him with open arms and get him up to speed as quick as possible.
Aaron, Mike talked about kind of rewriting the playbook with Joe a little bit and everything in the offseason. Now that you've been back for a little over a month, can you give us any description or summary of kind of what's different or what's different for you?
Yeah, we're working through a lot of stuff right now. They've changed some of the verbiage and some of the way we call plays. So it's been an adjustment period. But good thing is, Joe's been around, obviously, for a lot of years of our offense. And, so it's not wholesale changes. It's just, some new concepts and some new verbiage. So it's a little extra study time.
What is it about Joe's style that you like, and what makes him Joe, as we all know him?
He has a great dry sense of humor. I think he commands the front of the room like nobody else we've ever had here. I mean, he really does. He has a great presence about him. He keeps guys interested and alert during meetings. He calls on them all the time. And not to pick on them or, embarrass them, is to make sure they're paying attention and make sure they know what is going on and they're engaged in the meeting and not doing other stuff or thinking about other things. So he makes it fun, though. I mean, Joe really does. He is a fantastic teacher of the game and a great coach. It's been a lot of fun having him back.
Aaron, what are your early impressions of Deshaun Kaiser?
Well, he's doing some nice things. He's obviously a big body, throws the ball well, and he's just trying to get accustomed to our language and kind of some of the fundamentals that we teach here. But he's picking up great. He's fun to have in the meetings. Fun to have, two doors down here. It's a nice QB room with those quarterbacks, and he's doing a nice job.
You've had more change coaching staff-wise, player personnel-wise, than most off seasons. Is that manifesting itself in more energy, newness, energy this time of year, or is it pretty typical mid-May, your observation?
Well, there's a little bit of yelling at practice. the linebacker coach does a lot of yelling, actually. So that's new, different. It's energy, it's yelling energy, but it's good. Change can be really good for any time you're in a situation where you've had the same type of things going on for a number of years. It's nice to change it up in some positions. Yeah.
Speaking of change, there's a lot of moving parts on the offensive line, especially that right side. Does that require any more work from you, especially this time of year, to be on the same page?
Well, not really. I think the beauty in last year, all the injuries that we had, we played a number of different starting lineups. So you had a lot of guys in different spots. Lucas Patrick playing a few spots. McCray playing a number of spots. You had Spriggs starting. You had Murphy starting. You had, obviously, Brian. So we're working through some injuries up front and some different guys. But, you know, it's a good opportunity for those guys. I think Dylan's done a nice job at center. Obviously, we need a backup center. It's a very important spot on the offensive line and really a guaranteed spot on the roster. So that'll be interesting to watch. Interesting to watch the development of guys like Jason and Kyle when he gets back in the mix with their help.
Aaron, I think it was in December, Ryan had asked you when you came back if you needed to adjust your style of play at all just based on the collarbone injury and all that. And I think at the time you kind of really said no, but with more time to think about it since then, are you approaching that type of stuff or those plays any differently than you had in the past based on that?
Nope.
Not at all.
You mentioned the young receivers before, Aaron. What are your first impressions of this bunch, Jamon, Marquez, EQ?
I think I've thrown combined one pass to him, one or two passes in team drills. So I don't have a lot to go on rep-wise, but they've made some plays. You know, they made some plays yesterday. EQ had a go route from his old buddy Deshaun for a big play. You know, the bigger guys that can run. But the key is, like we've always said here with young receivers, you know, you got to put yourself in a position to get reps with me and then be very very sound on your assignment and then make some plays, and then that's how you get a chance to get out there and play.
Aaron, I know you're not dealing with anything with the shoulder right now, but did it take until the offseason for it to feel fine, or did it feel fine when you came back? Or when did it feel fine?
I think I've talked about that, haven't I? That's kind of, yeah. I've kind of been down that road. I'm feeling great right now, and that's, you know, I think we talked a lot about that first time I spoke.
Aaron, what role, if any, are you taking in Deshaun's development and just getting him acclimated here?
Well, as big a role as I've taken with any backup that's played here. You know, I'm two doors down. They have my phone number. We communicate, obviously, a lot during the day. We're in meetings together all day. There's questions. There's walking time from the meeting room to the locker room when we're talking about stuff. There's the quick time. There's walkthrough time. You know, there's a lot of conversation throughout the day. So I'm going to pull them aside from time to time and give them a couple things to think about. But, you know, I think that's part of, you know, part of being a starter is you're helping those guys out and getting them up to speed. And I think Brett would say that, you know, I helped them out a bunch and still do. You know, I enjoy that time. I mean, they're right here. Why not help them out?
What are you making of the quarterback competition that's unfolding right behind you for your backup?
It's early. It's 2 days.
Aaron, the elephant in the room question, we haven't spoken to you since Matt Ryan signed this new contract. Any more progressions with David Dunn and the team or you? Or do you have a timetable? Or where are you guys at in that process?
I have nothing new to report.
Aaron, what do you think changes for Devontae now that Jordy is not here?
Well, I think he's probably going to be looked at as more of the go-to guy outside the building. Naturally, that'd probably be the progression for fans to think that way. But, you know, I throw it to the open guy. He happens to be open a lot. And so I'm sure he's going to get a lot of opportunities to continue to be that guy. I think his role could change in the ways that we move Jordy around inside, you know, getting a big body inside and having obviously Jimmy and Devontae, a couple big bodies inside that could get some snaps inside. But, you know, he's just got to continue to improve on what he's done every year. I think he's gotten better every year. If he can play 16 games, he's a Pro Bowl caliber receiver.
Aaron, your shoulder notwithstanding last year, just sucked in general for you, you would say, right? Because of the time you missed and the team missed the playoffs.
Yes.
You're motivated every year, but is it any different this year? I mean, the last time you went through it, the next year you won the MVP. I'm just wondering where your mentality is at as we kind of get really going.
Well, same motivation that I always have. It's to be a great player, to be reliable, to be consistent, and to be available, you know, to be all on the field for all 16 games. Obviously, I wasn't there last year, so it's disappointing. But there's things that you can control and things you can't control, and try and control the things that that I can in and out of the pocket. And get myself ready to go and ready to play 16 games.
Aaron, since we're only 2 days in, any funny interactions with some of the rookies or something that sticks out to you, kind of saying, you know, hey, this is a new fresh start, or maybe a little bright-eyed seeing the two-time MVP for the first time?
Yeah, I mean, there hasn't been a lot of sirs yet, which I appreciate, but, you know, you walk by a guy and, they're sometimes hesitant to talk to you. I always give them a hard time if, you know, I'm walking through the locker room and there's like eight guys sitting in lockers next to each other all on their phones. You know, I say, hey, you can talk to the guy next to you instead of text him if you want. But no, it's a good group of guys. There was, I think, some hesitation, like with the young receivers, to say anything. So I kind of went over and said hello to them. But it's fun to see the guys start to come out of their shells and feel comfortable and see their personalities come out.
You make a point to test the new corners when you can.
Yeah, definitely. I told them, coming after them. Talented guys. They're different players. Zaire is extremely athletic, and Josh is more of a kind of instincts guy. But no, they're talented guys. I think corner is going to be a really interesting position. We look out there, and Dimitri's back on the field, and he's made some plays already in the 2 days. Obviously we brought Tremont in and Devon back and drafted a couple guys. So I think that position went from a need to a strength.
Aaron, I know one of the things you did this offseason was buy into the Bucks ownership a little bit. Just curious how that all came together and also what you think of the new head coach.
Well, it's actually been almost a year now in the making. We wanted to do an announcement at the beginning of the season, but I was in California dealing with post-surgery blues, so I didn't have a chance to make it out to the first game. So we decided to push that back a little bit into the off-season. I've gotten to know Mark and Wes and Peter over the years and have been wanting to be a part of it for a long time. The opportunity finally came about where I could get representation out of the way and talk directly to Wes, and then it was easy. And it's exciting, it's fun, excited about the new coach, and just excited to kind of have that attachment to the state, which is going to hang on as, you know, longer than my career.
What was your take at the Daytona 500? Are you going to Indy this weekend? You've been to Indy before, right? You haven't?
I've been to Indianapolis before, yeah. Combine and Steak and Shake, 2 a.m.
What's your take on watching those high-profile races?
Yeah, Daytona was fun. It was interesting. Different open-wheel racing. Not quite as much bumping. You know, watched the qualifying. She qualified seventh, which is great, in her last race. And hopefully, you know, she's able to make it all the way around. She's had a lot of success at Indy over the years. I think 6 top 10. So hoping that she goes out with a bang.
What do you like as a fan? I mean, you're used to being the guy who's controlling what's happening in the game. What are you like at a race when you're a spectator?
I'm just hanging out, enjoying it. I don't know. I like being on the pit for a little bit. I was on the pit for a little bit at Daytona. That's interesting to watch the pit stops. And you kind of see the cars here. Then you wait a little bit. Then you hear them coming around. And you see them again. You wait a little bit, and you see them again. That's kind of how it goes. But it's a little nerve-wracking going 230 miles an hour. Just hope she's safe and finishes high.